shortage of rain, then we have to make some scientific solution. And that to say God is acting, God is not acting, that's not practical. We must make some solution, like irrigation. Or,
God helps those who help themselves.
No, no, don't bring slogan now. Now answer this question.
Well, people are falsely thinking themselves to be independent of God.
Now, what is this question? Try to understand first of all. The question is intelligent.
Actually, it's not a fact that by relying on science one can solve one's problems when you're dealing with...
No, what they have solved? What they have solved, first of all?
They haven't solved anything.
Yeah.
Just like, say here's a field, and it's full of woods. So a farmer comes and he cuts down the trees and then he plants grain, and then it comes up, there's wheat. They say, well, God did not do it, I did it. So his proposal is that under such circumstances, how is the idea of God practical?
So then practically, if God could not have given you this land, then what is the scheme of tilling it? Can you till in the sky, in the air? So who has given you the land? You are very practical, but very deadly. Can you manufacture this land? Can you? Then God comes immediately. Where you get this water? Can you manufacture water? Where you get this air? Can you manufacture? Where you get this fire? Everything. There is God.
But then he may say, but what is the use? Because someone who is atheist and someone who is God-conscious, sometimes it is found that the
atheist will suffer. Just like anyone who is outlaw, does not believe in the government law, he will suffer. If somebody says, I don't care for government law, then he will suffer. Aṅkāra vimudātmā kattāham iti vannate. He is a rascal. He may say so, like madman, but I don't care for government and government law. But naturally he'll be punished. He'll be put into jail and suffer. That he cannot check. He may, with empty words, he can say, I don't care for government. But does it mean that we can escape the government laws? There is no question. Government will see that here is a lunatic rascal, put him into the jail. That's all. Is it not? Is it not practical?
You say also, yeah. What is the difference? You are also, you have to farm?
That is another thing, you and me. But we are talking of government laws. Whether you will be punished, I will be punished, that is different. Anyone will be punished. There is no question I and you. It is not that I am very favorite and you are not favorite. Anyone who will violate the government laws will be punished. Who can deny? It is not the question of I and you. Anyone. How you can become independent of the law? That is not possible. You have to accept God.
Christians say that God is very merciful.
That mercy depends on Him. You cannot dictate Him. If I am merciful, that will depend on me, whether I can show you mercy or I can condemn you. That it depends on me. Simply, on the basis of God is merciful, I can do all unlawful things. This is not practical for me. Merciful means it depends on me. Whether I shall show mercy or I shall be very strong and strict. That is my will, freedom. I may show you mercy, I may not show. You cannot force me that you must become mercy. That is not mercy. God is really merciful, otherwise how is supply? This in the morning it was fog. Now God mercifully has our sun. Now give them some sunlight. You are enjoying? He's merciful. When there is sunshine, the sinful man and the fast man both enjoy. That is his mercy. When he bestows his mercy, it is for all of them. Either you are sinner or you are fast. That is God's mercy. The shrine, the cloud, when pours water, it does not make any discrimination. In the sea, on the sea there is also rainfall. On the rocks also there is rainfall. But there is no necessity of rain. Suppose there is very incessant rainfall on rocks. What is the use? There is no use. It's simply waste. But God also waste. All right, you take. You don't require, you also take. In the ocean there is no need of water. But when the cloud pours water on the ocean also, well, only on the land we can utilize. But God is so merciful, exactly like the rain cloud. He is so merciful. Where there is no necessity, there also the rain, take rain. That is merciful. Without any discrimination, whether you want or not want, take it. That is merciful. You can show your merciful when there is scarcity of water. You can bring some tanks of water from other places and put here. Wait, how long you'll do it? But when God is merciful, He'll pour rain so in large quantity that everyone will benefit. That is God's greatness. You'll have to spend so much money, labor to bring a few buckets of water from other place. Beyond that you cannot do anything. But God is so powerful, so great, that within a tinkling of, within few minutes only, immediately can overcast with cloud and overflood the whole tract of land. That is God's greatness. We have to understand God's greatness in that. If the sinful number of sinful men are great, God immediately starts one war. And within few years, all finished. Russia finished, America finished, and everyone finished. That is greatness of God. In this way, try to understand how God is great. In every activity. In mercy, He is great. In cruelty, He is great. If He wants to show cruelty, He is the greatest cruel. No discrimination. All finished. Never mind women, children, or cats, dogs, all finished. That is cruelty, greatness of cruelty. Similarly, greatness of mercy, that is great. Do you study in God the greatness, how great He is? Thank you. At night, you have so many lights for illuminate your city, home, and so many electric powerhouse going on. And God is so glad that one sun is all light. There's no need of powerhouse. There's no need of matches. There is no need of this light, that light, that sunlight. That is his greatness. And within a second, when night is going on, you have seen.
On the airport.
Yes. Immediately, the sun comes out, darkness gone. That is his greatness. Do that like that. Then you compete with God. Can you do it? Huh? Then, how can you avoid God? Rascals only, Mura, Naradama. They cannot appreciate the greatness of God. Mura, the asses. Anyone who does not appreciate the greatness of God, their ass is Mura, as good as the ass, and rest of the mankind, Naradhama. And their so-called scientific knowledge is useless. If by so-called scientific knowledge they want to defy God, then Murha Naradhama, useless.
Let's say a country takes full advantage of this slogan, "In God we trust." Let's say a country takes full advantage of this slogan.
That is my question. Where is that full advantage?
So suppose that
they are remaining in the darkness. Why do you trust, first of all? Why do you trust? So many questions there. Why you have preferred to trust in God? If I ask, you must answer. If you cannot ask, then you are asked. It is good even without knowing. But when the slogan comes from the government side, there must be full knowledge. Otherwise the government is as good as common man. The government should be full of intelligent men. My vote is there. You select the intelligent man. Otherwise anyone can go. Cats and dogs, they also can go. What is the voting system? That you select some intelligent man. So if you cannot answer your slogan, that you are not intelligent, you are unfit.
They've made the platform that the man himself can solve all the problems.
Then why do you trust in God? But don't trust in God. That's the communist said. We don't trust in God. We shall do it ourselves.
The forefathers who made up our slogan, "In God we trust," they were very unintelligent. They were very backward.
But you are intelligent where you are putting the forefathers' word. You avoid it. That means you are cheating people. You do not believe in, but you are still writing. That means cheating. Why do you write such things in which you do not believe? That means cheating? What do you think? If you write something which you do not believe in, are you not cheating?
But we'll work as
that means cheating. You take one, you are giving him a piece of paper and it is written there $1,000. That means you are cheating in the name of God. He will accept it. That's all. If he says, "No, I don't want paper, give me gold dollar," then you are finished. your currency will be finished. Immediately there will be revolution. That the government is cheating. Actually, it is cheating. What is the value of this paper, little paper? Simply, I promise to pay governor and this. But it is on trust only. Yes, government will pay me. They will never pay, but so long the government goes on, it will go on. That's all. Cheating will go on. National government fails. It throws in the street, nobody will care for it. It has become practically proved in the last war in Germany. There was scarcity of food, and those who had bunch of currency notes, they went for one piece of bread, so many thousand marks. Nobody applied. So the paper has no value. But if we believe it is valid, that's all. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this paper? $1,000? So it is a kind of cheating. We trust in God. You are very good men. You trust on me.
How can this practically be applied, though, to American society, this idea of trusting God? How would things change?
By this Krishna consciousness proposal. But it's not for America, for everyone.
How can you trust God if you don't know anything about Him? First you have to know something about God before you can trust Him.
That is sense. If you do not know about somebody and you trust Him, what is it? That is distribution of knowledge. Our distribution of books means distribution of knowledge to these rascals, lowest of the mankind, bewildered. This is the distribution of knowledge. Who was talking about that there is secretly, there is our books are being read.
Oh, that was in East...
Harry Cash.
That was in East Germany. They have lists, and they pass Prabhupada's books around. One person has it for one night or three nights like this. He keeps going around, because they're very much in want of this. They can't get enough.
You see, how forcefully they're being kept into ignorance. And we want to give knowledge, they won't allow. This is government. So anyway, it is good news. That our books have been read in that way. That means people are very eager, but they are being suppressed by the so-called government. What is the wrong there, that they cannot read these books publicly, because there is God, and what is wrong? Yes, when I was in Moscow airport, as soon as they found Bhagavad Gita, they called police. The custom check. The policeman was kind enough. He said, not serious offense. Don't send him in the concentration camp. They can do. In Russia, even if you are a foreigner, they can immediately send you to the concentration without any knowledge. They don't care for your embassy or your... Such a rascal state. There is no civilized method. They send their own man, such an important man, like that Khrushchev.
Yes.
They sent him in the oblivion. Nobody knows where he is. Such a rascal God. It's very difficult to deal with. People are simply under terrorism. The government is going on. In that sense, your American government is so nice. Everyone has got the liberty. What is that nonsense government? Terrorism.
But even in our government, the President Kennedy was killed and his brother was killed.
That in politics that is going on. Our Bhagavad Gita begins on the killing ground. Battle of Kurukshetra, Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra was a battlefield, but it is still Dharma Khetra. Why don't you see that? Now, the first word is Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta Jujutsava. Jujutsava means fighting. So, why they have gone to the Dharma Khetra for fighting? So killing, fighting is not always religious. It is religious, otherwise they should go to Dharma Khetra.
Fighting is religious, after all, it's a family feud.
That is your ignorance. But the beginning is Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Jujutsava. Jujutsava means fighting. Two parties, they were actually the two parties. Pandava, Pandava Mamakasaiva, Kimakurva. Every word is significant. Fighting can be executed even in Dharma Khetra. That they cannot understand. Gandhi misunderstood. If it is Dharma Khetra, how there can be fighting? He wanted to prove non-violence, artificially. How it is possible? Krishna is instigating him to fight, and how can he make it non-violence? There is artificial. And if you want to explain something artificially, how long he'll do, it will fail you. So Gandhi's philosophy of non-violence and reading of Bhagavad Gita meant with him. Nobody is interested in that kind of explanation. And we are explaining Bhagavad Gita as it is increasing. It is increasing. There is no artificial way.
What hope is there for Krishna consciousness in these countries like Russia and China where they're so rascal?
Everyone will be benefited. Simply you have to preach. You have to preach in the same way that where there is no necessity, there also the preaching is gone. you have to become like cloud. Therefore, you sing every day. Sangsara dava nalalira loke tranaya karunya ghanaghanastam. Ghanaghanastam means deep cloud. You have to become deep cloud and forward. This blazing fire will be. When there is blazing fire in the forest, the small fire brigade, the bucket full of water will not help. It requires cloud, ghana ghana, pour water, finish. You have to do that. Pandi Guru, speech. One who can do this, his Guru. Sangsara dava nalalira loka tranaya karunya ghana ghana. How one can become so? Praptasya kalyana. One has received mercy of the Supreme Lord. He can do this. Cloud is formed by receiving mercy of the ocean. Cloud is never formed by receiving the mercy of tap water. You can say, here is also water. Not that water, the ocean water. What will gain by receiving the mercy of tap water? You have to receive the mercy of the ocean. Praptasya kalyana, gunar nava. Or nava means ocean. So, it will be possible. If the cloud is there, bona fide, he can pour water and finish all blazing fire. Well, somebody was asking any question. Yes.
And so-called intelligent people in this country, like the professors in universities, they sometimes argue that the progressive value of life is to search for knowledge, the quest of knowledge.
Here is the ultimate knowledge. What is God? You do not know. You are still professing a professor. And learned scholar, but you do not know what is God. And so you write, in God we trust. What is this nonsense? Where is your professorship? You explain God. Suppose I am a layman, I am asking why you have written in the bill and God. Please let me know what is God. Do you know? Then what is your knowledge?
They say they are looking for it.
That means you are not in knowledge. Still you are a professor. You become a student like me. Why you are occupying the post of a professor? That means you are cheating. You are calling yourself as professor, the teacher, and you do not know. Give up this post, come to my position.
Immediately revolution.
Yeah. Talk like sensible man. Don't cheat others. If you have no knowledge and still you say, I am professor. Why are you cheating people?
They say that real knowledge is to know that there is no such thing as absolute knowledge, but simply this process of searching for knowledge.
No, that is ignorance. As knowledge, you are receiving, just like I have come to you, I am a layman. I come to you for knowledge. Unfortunately, you have not received knowledge from that source. Therefore, you are useless. I cannot have knowledge from you. Knowledge means to take it from higher personality. That is knowledge. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche. Knowledge means you have to receive it from a superior person. Otherwise, there is no knowledge.
So, for example, if one is learning how to count or how to read.
Yes, he has to learn it from the teacher. 2 + 2 = 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that.
But actually, one can understand the absolute truth without such knowledge.
There is no such man. It is nonsense. Another nonsense.
Without being able to count?
Without being nobody able to can count unless he learns it from the teacher.
Oh, yes, but.
So, therefore, knowledge you have to go to a proficient man or person. That is knowledge. Why to go to school and college? Be in knowledge at home. If you want to steal even, you have to learn it from a professional thief. How to cheat, how to steal. That is also another kind of knowledge. You cannot steal unless you become expert by learning how to steal from an expert thief. So knowledge means you have to receive it from higher authority. That is knowledge.
But if one has material desire, how does he gain the desire for spiritual knowledge? If one has material...
That means you are cats and dogs. The dog has no inquisitiveness. Therefore, you are no better than the dog. The dog never comes to a spiritual master, give me some knowledge. Therefore, you are as good as the dog. That is your fault.
So all different aspects of material knowledge.
You have to learn from a superior person.
But now there's distinction between two types of knowledge. If knowledge means understanding...
So any knowledge, if you want to get it, you must receive it from a superior person. That is the law. That I already explained. If you want to steal, if you want to become a thief, you have to learn it from an expert thief. For any knowledge, knowledge means you have to learn it from superior person. And what to speak of the knowledge of God? That is the ultimate knowledge. Yesterday we were speaking that Kirtananda Maharaj learned how to make sangha. Now that knowledge is distributed. Every knowledge, you have to learn it from an expert. That is called guru. Guru means expert. Heavy. Whose knowledge is heavier than your scanty knowledge. You have to learn it. Guru means heavy. Vedic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche. You must abhigacche, this word is used when the sense is must. Not optional. That I may go or may not go. No, you must. This is Vedic injunction.
You can see
see practically, everyone understands that if they want to be a chemist, they study under another chemist, or a doctor goes to study from some doctor. Why they don't approach the spiritual master for religious knowledge, why they think they can do it by themselves.
That's foolishness.
That idea has been encouraged by
Just like if you want a son, you must have a wife. If one says, no, without wife I will get a son. This is nonsense. Is it possible?
But Srila Prabhupada, without any desire, we have been given the heaviest guru. How is that possible?
What is without any desire?
Without our knowing about Krishna, having any desire to become Krishna conscious, still we have been given the knowledge.
I don't follow.
He's saying that by Krishna's mercy, you're here. You're taken.
Anyone who is Krishna conscious, it is his duty to distribute it. It is his duty. You may, when I came here, I never came here because American boys or people wanted me. They did not feel any need of my presence. But I came here because it is my duty. My Guru Maharaj ordered me. So one may think there is need or no need. It is the duty of Krishna conscious person to spread it. That's like the example I have already given. The crowd, the mountain does not want rain, the sea does not want, but the crowd throws water everywhere.
No one was thinking that they needed your presence, and how is it some have come and some have not come? There's a difference.
If one says it is Krishna's desire, he wants that don't remain like cats and dogs, be intelligent and come back to me, Krishna says. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. So it is the duty of a devotee of Krishna to spread this knowledge so that they may take to Krishna. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. But those who are two-legged cats and dogs, they can understand. That is the advantage, because they have got two legs. And why the So long they had four legs, they could not understand. So here is a chance, two-legged, to give them some opportunity. That's all. You grow bitter melon also here?
We've tried this spring to grow, but we can't get the seed to sprout. Is there something?
We can get it from Mayapur.
We got seed, but it won't sprout.
Oh, due to the climate?
I don't know. It's a very hard seed.
Perhaps the material scientist could help us make the seed sprout. I was thinking earlier how the farmer can put the seed in the ground, but he cannot actually make the seed grow because it's not the will of Krishna.
Yeah. The situation is not favorable. That is the proof that everything is a living entity. If you put the seed is not the tree. But when you put the seed on the ground, if the situation is favorable, the living, a particular living entity who has to take the form of that tree, he comes. And then it grows. That is the flow. There is the sex. It is not the secretion of the man and the ovum. It creates a situation so that the soul may come and live there. And then there is pregnancy. It is not the matter. This is the proof.
Does that mean to some extent that the soul is dependent on a material condition?
Yeah.
Just like when the
Purusha Prakriti Stopi, find out this, but Purusha Prakriti Stopi.
Just like when the body's no good, the soul has to leave.
Yeah. That is the proof that is so.
Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanang gunasangasya sadasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
What price?
Report. This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter.
This is transmigration. As soon as the situation is, he is to accept a dog's body. Now a dog is having sex, and the mixture of the two secretion creates a favorable situation, and the living entity is there, and he gets a dog's body. This is the truth. He is destined to get a dog body. So he is taking the opportunity. Now here is the Lord. But the nature is bringing him. If here it is refused, then he will go to another place. Therefore, contraceptive method is sinful, going against the law. The situation is created for getting the body by another living entity. But he is transgressing that he will be punished. So many subtle things are there. What do they know? Read it.
It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another, just as one changes dress.
This is transmigrated. He's put into this circumstance here, so he gets this body. Now our society, he is living in a room, but if he has got some difficulty, he says that then the authority gives him another room. All right, we go there. This is transmigration. He must get his place according to his capacity, according to his quality.
This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such...
If he wants to remain in this material world, creates a situation and continues his desire, then he has to... And when he understands that to live in this material condition is very troublesome, why should I live here? Then he becomes Krishna conscious and he goes back to him. And so long he desires, no, why not? If I remain in this situation, I'll be happy. Then he'll have to get a body. Nature will give him all chances. Get this body. If one is very pleased to take raw flesh, all right, why artificially? Take this body, a tiger. Nature is, God is so kind. Though we are talking of God's mercifulness, so if you are thinking that it is a very happy life to eat without any description, anything, immediately God orders nature to give him the body of a pig. He can eat him, even up to stool. Give him this body. Jantra rurani maya. This jantra, this vehicle, this body is given to him. Yes, now he can eat anything, have to stay, stool. And he is very pleased. He wanted it. Matta smritijnanam apohanasya. He does not hesitate or feels any inconvenience. God is there, even within the heart of this pig. My dear pig, you wanted a body like this. We have now got it. Now it here is stool. It is. And he enjoys. So the living entity in this material world, he wanted to enjoy. I am the monarch of all his service. So God gives him all facilities. Whatever he wants, he'll do. Prakriti. Karanam guna sangharsa sada sad janma jonisu. He wanted it. Therefore he gets different types of body. That is transmigration. But still he comes and teaches, that's still why you are suffering in this way. Give up this plan. Surrender to me. Be happy. But he's making plan only. Just like in your country, there is everything opulent. The hippies are making plan, we shall be happy in this way. What can be done? Everyone has got little independence. Let him do. So long we shall make plan to enjoy this material world. God will give us all facilities, all right. Enjoy. Not enjoy, suffer. But because he is compassionate, kind, merciful, that is, still he comes and begs. You rascal, why you are making plan? Give up this. Sarvudan Maham, Maham. Then you'll be happy. If anyone is intelligent, he takes God's direct instruction and he becomes happy. Otherwise, go on making plans. He'll give you facility. That is God's kindness. They enjoy the birds of the same feather, flock together. They keep together, they fly together. They enjoy, that thing is enjoy.
Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances.
This is not wanted. He is spirit. He has nothing to do with this material world, but he wanted it. Or the real thing is that he wanted to enjoy by becoming the master. His servant, sometimes servants desire it. Then why I become servant? Why not master? That is natural. But the natural position of being is his servant. If he remains servant of Krishna, then he is happy always. But because he desired to become master, so he cannot become master in the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world, the master is one. So, he's given the chance, all right, go to the material world and become a master. But that is the fault. So he's trying to struggle for existence and everyone is trying to become master. And even one is in this spiritual knowledge that I am spirit soul, still he is trying to become master. That is Mayavad. They have understood that I am not this body, I am Aham Brahmasmi, but I am the Supreme Brahma. The same disease is there. Master. Therefore they are condemned. Arujya kichena parang padang tato. Because the mentality to remain master is continuing. Even they are in the Brahma, merged into the Brahma, the mastership mentality, therefore he is false. Again, because mastership exhibition can be done in this material world. So many Mayavadi sannyasis, they give up, this world is false, and they merge, so-called merge, but the mastership mentality is there. But in the void, simply spiritual light, he cannot do any mastership. Therefore, again, he falls down in this false world. And he wants to be by becoming a leader of hospital and school, college, the Christian missionary. And our Vivekananda also imitated that. So this is the material disease. He is actually servant, but he wants to become master. That is the difference. So he has to give up this mentality, mastership. Then he is making real progress. Sarva padhi vinimuktam tat parasena nirmalam. But I am not master, I am servant. When he is fixed up on this platform, then he is liberated. Or, in other words, when he feels pleasure, transcendental pleasure, remaining the servant, that is liberation. And as soon as he continues the mentality that I want to be master, then he is in the Maya. That mentality he has to give up. Or he has to understand that I am not master, I am servant. That is liberation. What is it? No?
Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes
this
as a demigod.
This is material desire, to try to become master. This is the root cause of material desire. Then?
Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all circumstances, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances. Yet
even
he is under
this stool, the worms on this stool, he is also thinking, I've got so much stool to eat. The same master. I am the monarch of all I shall be. I have got so much stool. And you just take the one from the stool, put it in. No, no, no. There is my enjoyment. Listen to it. This mastership mentality is there in Brahma, and the mastership mentality is there in the one of the stool. This mentality you have to give up. Then you become the Buddha. And that is liberty. The bondage is that mastership mentality. He's servant, but he's thinking falsely that he's master, just like your President Nixon. He thought, now I have become master of America, I'm president. But he forgot that he's servant. As soon as the people wanted, dragged him down. That he forgot, that I'm servant of the people. So everyone is servant, but falsely thinking I'm master. That is material disease. The best thing is, that if I have to remain servant, why not become servant of Krishna? That's all. That is perfect. That is perfect life. Even by becoming a false master of the whole American country. I was not happy. I am now dragged down as a common man, Mr. Nixon. Then what is the use of becoming my master? It is all false. Let me become servant of Krishna. Then it is perfect. Instead of becoming a false master of the American country, let me a real servant of Krishna. That is liberation. Because at any stage of my life, to become master is false. That is not possible. He has to be convinced that he cannot be master. Your constitution is to remain servant. If you prefer to remain servant of the big populace in America, but you are servant, don't think you are master. There is sense. And soon a comes mistake as master, immediately he is in trouble. Is it not? That's it. So give us this false notion that I am master. Then all welfare is there. We teach that us, your God brother, Prabhu, don't become master, but become servant. Prabhu means my Lord. So everyone, if you address each other, Prabhu, that mastership mentality will be less. If you remember that I am not master, I am servant. Then?
How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature.
One has just to like to eat anything and everything. It is different association. You go to the restaurant, you eat the intestine of pig. I've seen it. Is that anything eatable? But he has learned it on account of association. Karanam guna sangas. And if he remains with this Krishna consciousness, he eats kachori sangasa prepared by Kirtanananda Maharaj. It is due to association. By bad association, he'll have to eat up to the stool. Then?
One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. This is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another, because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that.
That is material desire. How to become master? From different types, he's trying to become master. Just like the morning, the dogs are barking. He also thinks, Master, why are you coming here? Whatever the little power he has got, he's asserting his master. Don't come here. The same mentality.
The best change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here.
This is the authoritative source, sir. That you are not master, you are servant. Cultivate this one. Don't try to become a master falsely. That will never be successful. Remain servant of Krishna, alien. That is the business of spiritual master. He gives the right information. Therefore he is respected so much, because he does not cheat. That, yes, you can become master, even God you can become. This is cheating. The real spiritual master says that you can never become master. You are always servant, therefore he is worshipped. He gives the right information. Therefore his honor is so, because he does not cheat. And the so-called spiritual master is cheating. That you take this mantra and give me some money and you become God. This cheating is what. Spiritual master is to be worshipped. Why? Because he does not cheat. He gives the right information. That is his credit. Guru Su Naramati, therefore, one should not take Guru as ordinary human being. Ordinary human being, he'll cheat you. Or he'll give some information, he's cheating. But a Guru, real Guru, he'll not cheat you. Therefore he should be worshipped as God. If God does not cheat you. Therefore, Guru should not be taken as ordinary human being. Guru Su Naramati. I see that he is like ordinary man. His son is calling him father, his wife is father. That's all. But because he is giving the right information, is not ordinary human. Therefore he should be worshipped as God, as God. He does not cheat. That is the test of Guru. He never say that you give me some bribe and you become God by meditation, transcendent. He never said that. This is cheating. Why father is respected? Because he never cheats the son. Father is also a man, another man. Why father is? Because he is always wishing welfare of the son. He does not cheat, sincerely teaches him the real thing. Then
Arjuna is hearing the signs of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate material nature. And gradually and proportionately, as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness. In a Vedic mantra, it is said that as he becomes learned in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he proportionately relishes his eternal blissful life.
Yes.
Nice.